The Maldives' 300,000 islanders are to buy a new homeland as climate change threatens the very existence of their country. The Maldives are a chain of 1,200 islands and coral atolls 500 miles from the southern tip of India. But they'll disappear under the waves if global warming continues to raise sea levels. Mohamed Nasheed, the Maldives' first democratically elected president, takes power tomorrow. Randeep Ramesh, our Asia correspondent, has been to the Maldives to interview him. We apologise for the sound quality of this interview.
Well, the new president who was elected at the end of last month, is a guy called Mohamed Nasheed. Now, he has taken a look at the problems that are confronting the Maldives, which is a sort of chain of 1,200 low-lying islands, and said, you know, we've really got to consider what happens if the world continues to pollute in the manner that it has done and the seas rise, because the Maldives, he says, is only 1.5 meters above sea level at its average. Now, that might sound not sound very much, but if the seas rise by 60 centimeters, as they're supposed to, in the next century, most of the Maldives will be inundated. So his reasoning was, well, let's consider the worst possible option. What do we have to do? Well, he said, well, I think we have to buy ourselves a new state, a new homeland. And that's what he's begun to see how the Maldives could do.
How can the Maldivians afford to buy land on this scale?
Well, the Maldives isn't, it's still officially a poor country, although it's the richest in South Asia. But like Arab states that have oil, the Maldives has tourism. And it generates about $1 billion of tourist revenue. And it's creating what's called a sovereign wealth fund, which is rather like the Arab states who invest in companies in the West using the money they've generated through oil sales. The money generated by importing tourists, the Maldives is going to invest in land. And that land they've considered to be their new homeland, should their islands disappear and they become islanders without islands, I suppose. Now, the president told me that he's looked at three countries, Sri Lanka and India, because culturally similar, the cuisine is similar, and the climate is similar to the Maldives. And they've also looked at Australia because it's a large, unoccupied country. So the idea is that if they are taking out an insurance policy against climate change, that might turn them into environmental refugees. And he said, I don't want to see my people living in tents.
And they're citing as a precedent for this the Israelis' purchase of Palestinian land in the 20th century.
Well, said half in jest when I pointed out whether anybody else had bought land. And he said, well, after all, the Israelis began by buying land in Palestine. So it's not unusual. I mean, land is commercially available. You buy it. That was his kind of statement. So I think he says that I want to do this. I don't want to leave the Maldives, you know. But he says, can I do if the rest of the world doesn't really care if the Maldives disappears beneath the waves, then I have to care what happens to the Maldives.